As Scarlett Hughes stood on the beach waiting for her modeling shoot to start, she realized her life had hit a new low. Now even her fake boyfriends were dumping her. Granted, she'd never met the guy who just texted her. Jagger Blunt, his stage name obviously, was an actor her older sister Hazel had paid to play the part of her boyfriend. A charade to make their grandmother think Scarlett's life was together. The one thing Grandma wanted more than anything else was to see her granddaughter secure and happy with good men. So Hazel had told Grandma, during one of Grandma's hospital stays that had been touch and go, that she and her sisters had boyfriends. Now Grandma expected them all to produce said boyfriends at Christmas so she could meet them before the cancer took more of its toll. Scarlett reread Jagger's text, just to make sure she hadn't misread it. "Hey, just landed in New York. I got offered a part off Broadway, so I have to cancel the boyfriend gig with you. I'm sure Hazel can find an understudy for the part of your devoted Jeremy. That's what she's good at. But if you ever need a fake boyfriend in the Big Apple, I'm all in. Especially if the part calls for nudity." Ugh. First of all, no on the nudity. Scarlett had been more than clear on that stipulation. And second, couldn't Mr. I'm such a good actor, you'll be in love with me by New Year's baby have given her more warning? It was December 24th. The guy had obviously known he was bailing on her sooner than this. Like, for example, as he packed up for the plane to the East Coast. Scarlett nearly rubbed her forehead with aggravation before remembering that she wasn't supposed to touch her face. The makeup artist had put an hour's work into sponging foundation and brushing bronzer on her skin. Still, the frustration was growing. She was flying to Arizona tonight, right after this shoot. The only reason she hadn't left already was that the photographer had had problems with his camera after the beach shoot yesterday. And now they were all redoing it for overtime wages. Scarlett needed the money. Rent was ridiculously high in LA. Jagger's text meant she'd have to show up to the Christmas Eve party at Aunt Christina's house without a boyfriend. Well, maybe that was for the best. Men were more trouble than they were worth. And that was probably true for fake boyfriends as well. At least Scarlett wouldn't have to pretend to be in love tonight, hanging off some guy's arm and listening to him jabber about who'd win the next bowl game. Scarlett slipped her phone into her jacket pocket and pulled it tighter around her to stave off goosebumps. Hazel was no doubt already working to find another actor to fill the part. She was a stage manager, so she knew her share of leading men, and she had an innate sweetness about her that made people want to do her bidding. But certainly, even actors made plans for the Christmas holidays that they couldn't drop at a moment's notice. She wouldn't be able to find anyone. Scarlett would just have to return to Flagstaff alone, looking like she either dated inconsiderate men or that she was incapable of holding down a relationship. The hairstylist, a woman whose own hair was spiky and blue, sashayed over to Scarlett with a can of hairspray. "Hold still, darling. You've got a rebel curl that needs taming." She took hold of a strand of Scarlett's long blonde hair and sprayed it into submission. "There, it will never move again." "Thanks." Scarlett pulled her jacket tighter around her. Today was a not-so-balmy 50 degrees, made colder by the breeze coming off the ocean. And she was at the beach in a pink bikini. Catalogs always shot a season or two ahead, and that meant modeling swimsuits in December. She still had a few minutes to wait for her turn. The photographer was spending way too much time on a brunette model, trying to capture the waves breaking behind her when they were just the right height. Perfectionist photographers. They were the worst in bad weather. No one looking at the ad would care how much the seafoam was visible. Besides, Photoshop existed for a reason.